The new Ohio jobless rate for September is 7% even. That's down from 7.2% in August. Still, officials at the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services say there are mixed signals coming from the two sources that make up the unemployment data. Here's spokesman Ben Johnson.
One survey showed a decrease in unemployment and 15,000 more people working, and the other survey showed nearly 13,000 fewer jobs. Unfortunately, there's no good explanation for that, but I think it is worth stepping back and looking at the trend over several months. The state has added about 88,000 jobs over the last 12 months. The unemployment rate is down significantly since the depths of the recession. This is the lowest unemployment rate since 2008.
7% now. Give us a few numbers from the last year or two or three. How high was Ohio's unemployment rate at one point?
Ohio's unemployment rate peaked at 10.6% in late 2009 and stayed there unchanged through early 2010. It then began to decline slightly, and with the exception of a few periods where it has ticked back up or been flat, it has declined over the last year and a half almost every month.
When you say there are contradictory results here, does some of this have to do with this phenomenon we often hear about where we have workers who are laid off, they don't have jobs, and they get so discouraged they stop looking for work and therefore they're no longer counted as unemployed?
It actually doesn't for the month of September. The civilian labor force, which is the count of people working or looking for work, increased by 8,000 in the month of September. So discouraged workers were not a phenomenon and were not part of the reason the unemployment rate dropped in September. However, again, if you step back and look at the last 12 months, the civilian labor force has shrunk in the last 12 months in Ohio, and discouraged workers are certainly a part of that.
Ohio's updated unemployment rate, 7% even, is the last one to be released before Election Day in November. And since jobs seem to be the number one issue on most voters' minds, the latest number could have an impact on the balloting, especially among the undecided and independents. The spin from the Romney for President camp is Ohioans won't look at one single number, the unemployment rate, to decide whether the economy is moving fast enough in the right direction. Romney's Ohio spokesman, Chris Maloney, stresses how one of the surveys that feeds into the jobless rate has seen a noticeable loss of jobs in Ohio the past month.
The only state which lost more jobs during the month of September was our neighbor Michigan. When you have improvements in lowering of the unemployment rate in Ohio and more people leaving the labor force, and unemployment increases across the country, it's indicative of a sluggish national recovery.
But the Obama reelection campaign is touting the updated lower Ohio unemployment rate as a clear sales pitch for Ohioans voting for the president. Speaking for the campaign, Columbus City Councilman Zach Klein says the auto industry bailout, backed by the president and other Democrats, saved thousands of Ohio jobs, and that's a big reason for the state's lower jobless rate.
When you look at Ohio, where one in eight jobs are supported by the auto industry. And folks talk about the auto bailout. It's not just the men and women on the auto line. It's the parts suppliers. And it's even the mom and pop shops where people grab breakfast or coffee or the dry cleaner or the accountant that supports the families who's doing the tax returns for the auto workers.
Ohio's jobless rate, 7%, is now more than a full percentage point below the national average. Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.